AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Cheers for President-elect Donald Trump in Wisconsin as he continues his thank you tour. Trump talked about the cabinet he's assembling.
I believe we're in the process of putting together one of the great cabinets, certainly a cabinet with the highest IQ that anybody has ever. I mean, these are seriously great people.
The AP's Sagar Magani reports Trump's choice of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson is raising concern due to his business ties to Russia.
Political scientist Alan Abramowitz says Trump does want to reset ties with Moscow.
Trump may see him as someone who can advance that part of his agenda.
And while Russian officials are praising Tillerson's nomination, lawmakers from both sides at home say they're concerned. Political analyst David Anderson says it could become a tough confirmation fight, with intelligence assessments saying Moscow interfered in the presidential election to help Trump.
Being able to key in on a Secretary of State appointment who has close ties to Russia is just red meat.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A British man diagnosed with mental illness has been sentenced to 4 more months in a U.S. prison for trying to grab a police officer's gun and a plan to kill Donald Trump at a campaign rally last June in Las Vegas. Ryan Norwood is Michael Stephen Sanford's attorney.
He's happy with the sentence. I mean, the important thing is he wants to go home. He wants to go home as soon as he can. And, you know, the light is at the end of the tunnel here, so he's happy about that.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Russians and Syrians have done terrible things in their bid to recapture Aleppo.
An intense focus on bombing innocent civilians into submission so that the Assad regime can enjoy some tactical gains.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama has signed a law that's aimed at finding a cure for cancer.
I believe we're in the process of putting together one of the great...
There we go.
All right.
President Obama signing the 21st Century Cures Act, targeting billions of dollars at cancer research, treatment, and cure. During the White House ceremony, Obama said this nation should be the one to lead the drive.
Like many of you, I believe that the United States of America should be the country that ends cancer once and for all.
The bipartisan bill, also called the Cancer Moonshot, was championed by Vice President Joe Biden, whose son Beau died of brain cancer in 2015. Tim McGuire, Washington.
On Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at its seventh consecutive record high, moving closer to 20,000 points. The Dow is up 114 points at 19,910. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.